Well, today on our program, we're going to talk about an opportunity to get out and visit some area farms and see what's going on the farm here coming up in August. We're going to do that here with Tina Bakehouse with the Golden Hills RC&D. Tina, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, good. It's a fun time of the year to get out and see what's going on the farm. Everything's kind of, coming full circle.
It sure is. Everything is so lush and green.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on. This is an August 25th event. That's a Saturday, and this is an opportunity for folks to experience really a lot of things.
Yes, it's an Ag Arts Field Day of Family, Food, and Fun, and it's a collaboration of Golden Hills RC&D with Practical Farmers of Iowa and the nonprofit, the Ag Arts nonprofit organization. So we're coming together to learn how the arts, from visual to literary to theatrical, can be used to imagine and promote a healthy food system.
How did this ever come about? How did you all come together to collaborate?
Well, it was sort of my idea because I work at Golden Hills RC&D as their outreach and communication coordinator, so I thought this was a good way of getting together and connecting with two really powerful organizations, Practical Farmers of Iowa. I'm a member of that, so is my husband, and they do some incredible educational outreach for landowners as well as for traditional and organic farmers. And then the new organization, Ag Arts, I've been partnering with Mary Swanner, so it seemed like a really great fit to try something new.
Yeah, because you're coming at it from a lot of different directions with those organizations.
That's right. What's really great about this particular day on the farm is I will get to conduct a storytelling workshop. It's family friendly, and so you're going to learn about the power of story. You're also going to get to taste a locally sourced meal and hear from a wonderful chef about the importance of healthy eating, as well as Artie, who has been a professor at Cornell University. You'll get to hear a story from Mary Swander, our Iowa Poet Laureate, and then some local folks are going to perform in her script called Farmscape. And so we've got a wide range of individuals from over five or six different counties throughout Iowa and Nebraska.
So this isn't just a sitting there observing. This is an interactive day.
Absolutely. And to top it all off, there'll be Stephen McGrew will be playing music on a saw along with John Bakehouse playing guitar and some banjo playing. So it'll be really a great way to get together on a farm and actually engage in some conversations about our food system.
Where will this be located?
This is at Maple Edge Farm, which is near Hastings, Iowa. And so this is just about 3 miles from Hastings, and it's on Saturday, August 25th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And what's great is Milk and Honey out of Harlan is going to be providing a lovely, locally sourced meal with Ellen Walsh Roseman at Farm to Table is delivering that. And so what we just ask is that you do make an RSVP, and you can do that through me at Golden Hills because we have a limited amount of individuals. We only allow 75 people for this event. And the cost is $15 for adults and $5 for children, so that's the cost of the meal. And so you can reach me at tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's tina@goldenhillsrcd.org, or you can call us at Golden Hills at 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029, because I just think it's a great day to get out on the farm, enjoy some great food, and have some fun.
Yeah, you bet. Maple Edge Farm. What's special about that? Do you know it pretty well?
I do. It's actually the farm where I live, and it's going to be in 2019, 150-year, century-year farm. So it's really exciting that my son is the sixth generation to live on the farm.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of people that you're inviting over for a visit that day. That's kind of harrowing in itself, isn't it?
It is. Well, it does require a lot of preparation. We do have livestock, goats, chickens, cattle, but it's a really great way to share space. There's something about being outside with each other, and then we'll also be doing the performance inside a farm shed that I think it will just engage us in a different way rather than, you know, going to a traditional theater.
You bet. Well, let's take and break this down a little bit piece by piece. We'll start with the food because that's what we all love right out of the gate. You said locally sourced meal here. What will be served and where will it be coming from?
Well, I know that they're still working on the menu, okay. And so, but I do know during this time in August, I'm guessing there's going to be some great greens and tomatoes. And so they're working on a good locally sourced meat of some sort, whether chicken or beef or pork. And I think there are going to be a couple of choices of desserts as well, and berries are really, and apples are starting to get ready later in August as well.
I know we're always doing outreach like this, but is it still surprising to see that there are some folks who don't understand the benefits and the value of the locally produced products?
Well, I do, and I think that's part of why the arts are a really powerful way to discuss our food systems, because even living on a farm as a child, I think it didn't make complete sense that going to the grocery store to get our food, there were a lot of steps to get the food to that grocery store. We're very lucky that we have that access to food, but the growing of the seed and taking care of the harvest and then transporting it, when we're able to support our local farmers, it really is great for the environment, it's great for our community, and for the farmers as a whole.
Tina, talk about the storytelling component. This is something that's near and dear to your heart. Why is this important for folks to kind of get involved, learn a little bit more about this?
Right. So everybody has a story to share, and especially what I think is going to be fun about this particular workshop, we're going to focus in on agriculture and food stories. And so I'm going to break people down into small groups and pairs and have them actually talk about different moments in time that were a meal that they remember, or maybe cooking with a grandparent, or, you know, growing food, or a moment on a farm, because I think then there's going to be a sharing of that all of us, food brings us together, and whether it's through education or entertainment, I think we all have stories to share, and it will be a great opportunity to learn from each other and connect.
Absolutely. Well, we communicate. That's what we do. Humans are not a solitary animal. We are ones that want to congregate together, and communication is the key to everything.
Well, yes. We're all born narrators and orators and meant to tell stories.
And we all have them. Believe me, we all have them.
Absolutely. So if somebody says, I can't tell a story, that is totally false. We all have stories to share.
That's what we learned a long time ago. How do you find so many people to talk to and interview? Well, it's because everybody has stories. It's just a matter of asking the right questions and getting them to share their details.
Exactly. And I think it's also, what's amazing to me is we literally can, our brain actually empathizes more when we hear those sensory details and emotions we are feeling what that person is feeling when they share that story. And so we come out kind of like a changed person. And that's where I think the storytelling events that I've been doing throughout Southwest Iowa have been powerful. People are still talking about them because it was a shared experience.
Well, I think we'd all go back to our educational days, whether it was in elementary, high school, or post-secondary. Some of the greatest teachers we remember were some of the greatest storytellers.
Absolutely. I think about that, too, and that's how we remember concepts, and that's where it's interesting. Ideas actually resonate more. The more I'm finding in research about sharing a presentation, hooking with a story, embedding story in the body of the content of material that you're talking about, you're actually going to reach audiences far longer, that those ideas will resonate with them much, much longer than if you just spew out a lot of statistical data.
You bet. It settles into our memory a lot better when we have something to feel with it.
Absolutely.
As well.
Well, initiates those feelings and emotions.
Absolutely, you bet. Well, and also you've got the entertainment component there too, and really seriously, you have someone playing the saw?
That's right. Stephen McGrew, he actually is self-trained, and so he has taken the saw, and he played it at church for us, as well as when I did an Ag Arts Day for the Ronald McDonald House. And John Bakehouse will be playing guitar with him, but it's a riot. He has played all kinds of different songs, and so you'll get to sing along if you so desire, if you come.
There you go. That alone is worth the price of admission.
That's right. The goal with these is to educate, communicate, and create. I think that's the beauty of Ag Arts, and it's also really part of Golden Hills' mission is not only to cultivate really rich, vibrant communities, but we love connecting people, and this is one of those possibilities that we're creating in rural Southwest Iowa.
Saturday, August 25th. Tina, once again, give them the details and how they get registered.
That's right. So Saturday, August 25th, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Maple Edge Farm, which is in Hastings, Iowa. And you need to register ahead because we're limited to 75 people. The cost is $15 for adults and $5 for children, and you can reach out to me, Tina Bakehouse, and so my email address is tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. or you can give me a call and we can have a conversation about the event. And that number is 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029.
Excellent. Hope you have a great turnout that day.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy getting to chat with you, Jim.
Very good. Keep our fingers crossed on the weather and have a wonderful time there. Team, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great rest of the day.